Welcome back in hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Volunteer State Bank. Real people, real solutions right here. Remember, FDIC, equal housing lender. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road and Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Thursday morning. Joe, the snow has started to infiltrate the Nashville area. The pictures are coming out. Up in Greenbrier, it has just now started to snow in my yard. So just hug your people while you can. The snowpocalypse.
It's going crazy here. Chase opened the blinds in the studio, and it's like fully white looking out the window right now.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be
wonderful.
It's going to be quite the day
here. Hopefully, I make it to Cookville.
With that in mind, let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our good friend John Glennon from SI.com, also covers the Predators for NHL.com as well. John, how are you surviving the snowstorm of 2022 so far?
So far, so good. The encouraging news is that my wife cleaned out half the Publix here in Bellevue last night, so we're good for approximately 6 or 7 weeks, I do believe.
That means you need to have like 19 bowls of cereal today to justify the milk purchase.
Exactly. Everything's going to spoil in about a week, but hey, we're set for the Armageddon.
Very nicely done. Well, John, obviously big day for the Titans yesterday. Derrick Henry back on the practice field. We saw the videos. You know, looks like he could probably run for 700 yards against Houston this weekend if he wanted to. But just from a team morale standpoint, how big a deal is this to get him back now heading into the playoffs, and just what that does from a psychological standpoint for this group?
I think it's a pretty big psychological boost. You know, anytime you can return the NFL's reigning offensive player of the year, a 2,000-yard guy. You know, I did think it was kind of interesting. I guess maybe we shouldn't be surprised that, you know, the Titans didn't necessarily, spend too much time celebrating this yesterday. It was like, yeah, okay, it's great. Derek's back, and we got a win on Sunday. You know, I'm sure we sort of suspected that. You know, Mike Vrabel, doesn't like to, celebrate one person too much, and certainly they've got eyes on claiming the number one seed. It's a huge boost, despite the fact, the running game has still progressed pretty well without Derrick Henry. And, you know, I think that's kind of been a revelation, you know, how well things have gone on the ground even without Henry. Certainly, anytime you get that guy back, big boost.
So Vrabel, speaking of Vrabel not enjoying questions or answers or any of us, do you buy what he said the other day to my question about the defenses and the way they've played the Titans? I mean, I don't have any data to back up that, like, they have played them differently, but it feels like they have. In terms of just not being maybe quite as focused on stopping the run, maybe a little bit more straight up, and maybe that explains 70 less passing yards a game for Tannehill during the time without Henry, while the rushing numbers have stayed the same.
I think to some extent they've changed, but you also have, you do look at some of the stats. I like the next gen stats too, and you know, when you look at the yardage that Deontay Foreman had last Sunday, a lot of that was coming against a stacked box, you know, the kind of defense right that we usually see against Derrick Henry. I want to say, you know, off the top of my head, I think it was like, you know, maybe at least half the time that he was going against the stacked box. And that's really the kind of numbers that we saw for Derrick Henry out there, too. So, you know, I still think if you're a defense out there right now and you're looking at the Titans, you know, you're still saying, hey, if we can stop the run, we're in pretty good shape, against the Titans. You know, and still not many teams have been able to do that. But that's kind of, you know, if you have a question for a team going into the playoffs, I would say that's still kind of my question about the Titans is, if need be, can you still go to that passing game? And you know, if required, can it put up a 300-yard game? You know, can it put up, you know, 3 or 4 touchdowns if need be? I'm sure they prefer to run the ball, but, you know, do the Titans still have that firepower, even with A.J. Brown back in the lineup, to turn to that passing game and say, you know, hey, this is a shootout game, and we've got to match the whoever it is, the Bengals or, you know, the Chiefs or another high scoring team. To me, that's still kind of the question mark that has to be answered on this team.
John Glennon from SI.com on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, John, one thing that we've honestly not talked a lot about this week here on the show, just because I think everybody feels pretty good about it, is the defense. Is it possible in your mind that the Titans might have the best defense heading into the playoffs in the AFC?
Certainly one of them, you know, and that's so unusual to see. I mean, I don't think we could say enough things about the turnaround that this defense has made from last year. And, you know, you look at the numbers, I think, you know, I went back to see what it was last year, the ugly numbers. And, you know, I think they were 28th overall defense, moved up to 12th, and certainly run defense. You know, if they have a good day Sunday, they could finish with the number one run defense in the NFL. And, you know, I think we're seeing also in terms of the pass rush and the pressure on the quarterback, we're seeing, you know, full bore Titans right now, because Bud Dupree, to me, seems to be getting healthier and healthier, more active. And even if he's not piling up sacks, and he has had a couple here recently, he is still a big-time pressure guy out there. And, you know, Kevin Byard was really talking up his front four of you know, Dupree and Autry and Simmons and Landry, saying that he thought it was, you know, probably the best in the league. And, you know, really, it's kind of hard to argue right now in terms of what they're doing both against the run and the pass. So, yeah, odd as it might have sounded as we started this year, you know, the Titans are going into the playoffs as a defense-first team. And, you know, if the offense can help out, great.
Well, you brought up Bud Dupree, John. What is your assessment of his situation with the Walgreens?
Well, you know, it's hard to make a judgment. You know, I think everybody saw, you know, at least a partial video. Always hard to make a judgment on that. You know, you didn't see kind of what happened to start the whole thing. You know, we didn't see any, you know, a ton of active punches thrown or anything like that. You know, it's a misdemeanor assault. You know, I'm sure that the league will look at it. The Titans will look at it. And my guess is there would be some type of discipline. But, you know, again, if I had to guess at this point, it does not, to me, look like the kind of incident, you know, that's going to keep Bud Dupree from playing games or any kind of suspension. But certainly, you know, whatever the case, you would like to have seen something worked out differently. You know, clearly great decisions weren't being made, you know, at that point. But I don't think it's going to sit Bud Dupree.
John, this is a good time to be a pro sports fan here in this city. You've got the Titans in first place with a chance to wrap up the one seed. And then, oh, by the way, the Nashville Predators in first place in the Central Division right now. We were talking about this a little bit earlier in the show. Do you think the Predators are contenders in the Western Conference, or do you still need to see a little bit more from them? How do you view kind of where they are right now?
They are increasingly looking like contenders. There's no doubt about that. I mean, anytime you go 9-1-1, you know, in 11 games, certainly it's going to catch the eye of a lot of people. You know, and I think the one word that we hear John Hines kind of hammer home probably about five times in every press conference, identity, you know, is really coming through right now for the Predators. We don't see nearly as much, you know, up and down Predators as we've seen, you know, and maybe in some recent seasons. You know, there's a consistency there, and you like a lot of what you're seeing in different parts of their game. You know, that first line is racking up points. You know, you're getting some great contributions from that third line, really, and especially Tanner Janot. UC Saros, you know, in maybe past years, we saw him kind of start years so-so and then bring it on later. Well, he looks like he's in great form right now, too. So, you know, I think a lot of the things right now, what they're doing, you know, certainly makes them a contender. I'd like to see that for a little bit more, an extended period of time, just because we don't have that recent track record of success for the Predators, but certainly looking like a lot different team than we've seen for much of the past couple seasons.
What surprises you most about this team right now, John?
You know, I mean, it might sound odd, but, you know, really what surprises me most is that some of those, the big names with the big contracts, are putting up bigger points. than what we have seen before. And you know, automatically you think of, you know, Matt Duchene and Ryan Johansson, and those were the guys that, you know, quite frankly, were dragging the Predators down a little bit, you know, because they weren't playing up to their contracts in previous years in terms of production. So I think it is a little bit of surprise. You know, you tend to think once those guys have been in the league for a few time or for a few years, maybe that's it. You know, you're not necessarily going to get you know, production above what you've got. But those guys have really stepped it up. And then I think, you know, you can't look too much further than Tanner Janot either. You know, in terms of, I think everybody expected a good all-round player, a good physical player who was going to chip in from time to time. But, you know, he is starting to look more and more, in my eyes, like a player, like a, you know, really like a Tom Wilson, you know, absent the kind of the craziness of a Tom Wilson, but a guy who can hit, who can play physically, who can create space and score goals on a pretty regular basis. So I think that goal scoring comes as a little bit of a surprise to that extent anyway for me.
John Glennon from SI.com and NHL.com has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexroad. Does a great job of covering the Tennessee Titans and the Nashville Predators. John, appreciate you taking time to join us this morning. Stay safe today in the snow, my friend.
We got food for weeks, Robbie, so I think we're good. But I appreciate it.
Absolutely. John Glennon from SI.com and NHL.com, our guest here on Robbie and Rexroad. I'm kind of mesmerized right now, Joe. There's snow falling everywhere. I'm just sitting here staring out my window, watching it. It's not snowing in Knoxville, is it?
No, it'll start hitting hard right around the time I get on the road. So great planning.
Oh, great stuff. We'll come back. We'll react a little bit to what John had to say there. Welcome more of your thoughts on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Attention men, have you been struggling with erectile dysfunction? Well, Hillside Medical Clinic has a breakthrough treatment for ED that does not require any pills, injections, or surgery. And right now, my friend Andrew joins me from Hillside Medical Clinic to tell us all about it. Andrew, what's going on?
Hey there. That's right, men. If you're out there a little frustrated in the bedroom, and there are a lot of men that are in this situation, if you're sick of taking the pill, Hillside Medical Clinic is changing the game for a lot of couples with acoustic wave therapy. It's a technology that puts out gentle pressure waves. Now, these pressure waves open up and regrow blood vessels and are clinically proven to improve blood flow in this part of the body. Men are getting rid of their ED, and we're doing it without the pill.
So, Andrew, what kinds of studies have been done on this wave therapy technology?
Well, that's what's so great. If you go to hillsidemedicalclinic.com, you can read 50 third-party studies from universities, hospitals, and so many others saying this is safe, effective, and that it leads to a clinical increase in blood flow, exactly what a man with ED needs.
And, Andrew, you have a special offer if our listeners call in right now.
We certainly do. If you're ready to end your erectile dysfunction or just improve frequency, call us now. The exam, assessment, and blood flow ultrasound, it's free. And this gift, very popular, produces immediate results in the bedroom. That's worth the trip, guys. Worth hundreds of dollars. It's totally free to callers now.
You heard it, guys. Put a stop to your erectile dysfunction by treating the root cause of the problem. Call Hillside Medical Clinic right now to qualify for that offer at 615-576-5000. That's 615-576-5000. Put a stop to your ED and regain your love life today. Call Hillside Medical Clinic right now at 615-576-5000. Don't miss Nashville's best NFL pregame show live from Corner Pub in Cool Springs this Sunday. The NFL pregame show features Jarrett Stillman, Mark Howard, and former Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders. Join them from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. live at Corner Pub in Cool Springs at 9200 Carruthers Parkway, Suite 100, prior to the Titans taking on the Houston Texans. The NFL pregame show brought to you by TriStar Moving, Parman Tractor and Equipment, FreedomTireGuys.com, FanDuel, E2 Roofing, Hillside Medical, Social Furniture, and Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Our video streaming brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. It is snowing in the Nashville area quite significantly, so if you are out and about today, make sure you're careful out there. Already some pictures coming out from the news channels out there and the Tennessean putting out some photos as well. The road conditions are changing pretty rapidly
out there in the Middle Tennessee area right now as well. So make sure if you have to be out, you're being as careful as possible. And if you're not out and about, just keep hanging out with us right here, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube, and hanging out with you all day long here on 102.5 The Game. Joe Rexrode, good to hear from John Glennon in the last segment. Derrick Henry back out there. Obviously, we know on the field what an impact having number 22 can be for this team. Do you think people maybe overblow or overrate the, you know, the psychological part of this as well? Because I would have to imagine that if you're a player on this team, you feel even internally a lot different about your squad when he's on the field and when he's playing than you do when he's not. Do you think that gets overblown in these discussions? How much of a psychological boost do you think this actually is? And how much do you think at the end of the day that really matters for this group?
Oh, I think there's got to be some kind of a boost, and I think that matters. I mean, it's still like, you know, if you're you know, Amani Hooker and you got a little better feeling because Derrick Henry's back, you still have to like do your job, you know, Sunday. You can't like Davis Mills, you know, manipulate you and move you to one part of the field and then give up a big play or whatever. You got to do your job.
Can't let him stretch the field. No.
That is right. There you go. You got to do your job. You got to, I still think this team, because we just don't know exactly how it's all going to mix together and look on offense, this team is going to lean on its defense, which, again, every time you say that, you got to take a half second to think back to a year ago and imagine saying that right now. I think there's got to be just a little bit extra. I mean, look, on the day that they open the playoffs, which I think will be the divisional round, as long as they don't screw it up this weekend, just the energy and, you know, just the reaction to him being back alone should make the home field advantage better, right?
Yeah.
So that I think should help them. So that might be more of a factor than like them feeling good about it. But look, everybody on this team knows how good he is and what he can do and how one little seam and he can change a game. And that's the biggest difference between the replacements who have done a very good job and him. I mean, those guys are not going to, you know, go for 80 if you give them a little glimpse of daylight. I mean, that's the big difference. And, you know, Glennon talking, by the way, last segment about Miami. I mean, it's no question that, like, coming off that game is not the game to wonder, like, our defense is playing you different. But, again, that's how Miami plays. That is what Miami does consistently. They are aggressive. They stop the run. They're aggressive to stop the run. They blitz, and they dare you to beat them in other ways. So, and I think probably some of Foreman's and some of the big runs in that game had to do with what we see sometimes with Derrick Henry, where if you're that committed and you're that stacked up in there, once he gets to the second level, now there's maybe one less guy who can take an angle on him and keep him from making a big run.
Derrick Henry obviously back on the practice field yesterday for the Titans. Vrabel didn't spend a ton of time talking about Derrick Henry yesterday. Didn't really seem to have much interest spending a ton of time talking about Derrick Henry. Look, it's, you know, at this point, it's hard to really take anything away from the practice videos. I mean, he looked good in the videos that are out there. Derrick Henry looks like he's moving well. He was doing the drills. Everything looks fine on that regard. I don't really know what to make of all that stuff when it comes to, you know, game action itself. I don't know what their plan is for Sunday. You know, we've kind of talked a lot about what we would do if we were the Titans. I would not play him on Sunday against Houston, but we'll wait to see what happens on that point. But really, you know, you want to see him on the practice field, I guess, every day now if you're a Titans fan. But until you see him on the field, it's now just kind of in wait and see mode with Derrick Henry to see exactly where he is in terms of whenever the game action is that he rolls around, whether that's on Sunday or whether that's the first round of the playoffs for the Titans. Kind of in wait and see mode with number 22 at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, even the more that I've thought about it, you know, obviously, most weeks in this league, you're probably playing on field turf now. That's what he was on in Indy when he got hurt. That's what he would be on in Houston. At home, he's on grass. I mean, I just, the more I think about it, I if it were me, if I had any input, I'd be like, do not even think about playing him Sunday. If they do, fine. I don't see what a few carries in this game, how that's going to have some big positive impact on him when he comes out in a playoff game. But the negative impact is weighs much heavier. So that's what I think they should do. What I think they will do, I don't know. Some people have taken what Vrabel said, and it's the way that they've gone about this. I heard Willie Daunt talking about this, and I hear what he's saying. It's like if you look at the whole thing, this looks like a plan, and maybe their idea is, okay, and then let's get him a little bit of work here in this game. And maybe he's right. He could be right on that. I would disagree with the decision if that's the case. I keep going back to basically a preseason of staying in shape. And I didn't think it like Derrick Henry was any kind of a problem in the opener. The problem was the offensive line. But I don't know. I guess we go back and watch the cut-ups of that game and his runs. I didn't think that was like, that rusty Derrick Henry. If not for that, the Titans wouldn't have lost 38-13 to the Cards. He was taken out of the game because they got absolutely walloped that day.
Yeah, Taylor Wan struggled that day and then came back in the game with a rousing ovation. I'm going to bring that up as often as possible.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it this time.
You're letting me down.
Do it, Joe. Do it, Joe.
Focus was great in the league. Taylor Wan back in the game. Dang it.
It's always a winning day when we can do that. Let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. I got a texture that says, with a healthy Henry and Foreman, does this team look similar to Mularkey with much better wideouts and coaching? It's exotic smash-mouth excellence, not a bad thing. It's coming from somebody on the text line.
Exotic smash-mouth.
We bringing it back? I'm for it.
Sure, sure.
Is that a band?
Well, you got it. Henry and Foreman is the new Murray and Henry.
Michelle asked if that was a band. Kind of does sound like a band. Exotic Smash Mouth.
That'd be a good Smash Mouth cover band, Exotic Smash Mouth.
It actually would be.
Joe would be lead singer.
Oh, gosh.
Look at his face.
I could sing like that guy.
Probably could. We'll continue to take your thoughts on the Titans on our text line. We'll get into the matchup against Davis Mills and the Houston Texans coming up next. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Play silly underdog picks today. Pick three football underdog teams you think will win this week for a chance to win tickets to an upcoming sporting event or concert. Go to thegamenashville.com for more details. And to play, Silly Underdog Picks is presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, live from the Hillside Medical Game Studio on this snowy Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Hope everybody is doing okay, being safe out there, as safe as possible. Looking ahead to the Titans and the Texans coming up on Sunday. And Joe, we've talked a lot about Davis Mills, my favorite quarterback in the league here on the show. We'll continue to do that this week. I know the Titans have lost to the Texans already once this year, and the Titans have lost to the Jets. They've lost to a bad Steelers team. There's been a lot that's gone on. I get that. So I said it before. I'm not in the business of looking past anyone anymore, and I'm not going to look past the Houston Texans this week either. I will say, though, this team kind of feels like it's trending in the right direction in terms of, number one, just getting players back and getting people healthier. I was really impressed by just how easily they dispatched of Miami on Sunday. And to me, the vibe I get from this Titans team is this kind of feels like a team that knows what they have in front of them on the table and a team that's getting ready to walk into Houston on Sunday and take care of business. I don't know what the reasoning for that is that I felt that way all week. But I kind of have a feeling the Titans are going to come in and make a statement on Sunday against Texans. Do you agree or do you disagree?
Well, I mean, I have to agree. And let's remember, even with those games you mentioned, I mean, they've played other crap teams this year. I mean, they beat the Jags 37-19 and 20-0. Neither of those performances was all that impressive, but, I mean, they won both of those games by a combined margin of 38 points, 19 points again. So it's not like they always drop the ball when they play bad team. They don't always play down. They still, over the history, if you want to make this a Vrabel thing, got the Vrabel special where you pull out these upsets, and then you also have the Vrabel stinker, which we've seen in every year, but over the duration of his time, they still had way more success than failure against bad teams. So I mean, the Texans have the benefit of playing loose, and we definitely see this in the NFL. Shoot, 2 years ago, the Titans benefited from this on the final day of the regular season. It happens. They're playing loose. I watched some of their game against San Fran, and they looked really good on one drive. I mean, Brandon Cooks is legit player, really yep. good player. And honestly, jokes aside on Davis Mills, he actually is playing pretty well. Yep. Overall, early on, it was like, whoa, man, this guy should not be on a professional football field, and he's really come on. So
he's rising above expectations.
Ah, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, he's elevating.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. I think they're going to come out and give a credible effort, because that's one thing I love about the NFL is that even these teams, you can have a better draft spot. The players on the team don't care about that. Hard to stay in this league. You're going to go out there and play this violent game as well as you can play it and try to stay in the league, try to put good things on film, whatever you want to say. They're going to play hard. But, the atmosphere is going to be dead. Honestly, I won't be surprised if, like, there's louder noise for good Titans plays than good Texans plays. And there's just – the Titans have every reason to be fully focused. If they do this and get this job done, they get 2 weeks. Yeah. Like, you are earning yourself a playoff win just by beating the crappy Texans. I just can't believe – that they're going to come out with anything less than, focus and execution and intensity from the start of this game.
Well, there's so much that leads you to believe that. Everything you just brought up, which I think is motivation enough, is reason enough. You also got beat by them earlier this year, and you do not want to get swept by the Houston Texans. So, there's – when you add all these things up, I think the Titans are a much better team, obviously, than the Texans are. You already lost to them once. And you have a chance to win, to wrap up the one seed on Sunday on the road in a place where you've had some pretty good success as of late. Like, to me, this adds up for a focused Titans team and a team that I think is going to take care of business on Sunday. Now, I know, there's probably some Titans fans listening right now saying, well, good Lord, the minute you start to expect that out of this team, they're just going to totally lay an egg. And let me tell you, if they do, I don't even know what the conversation is going to be like on Monday when we come in here. I mean, they lay the egg. They're in the playoffs. They're not getting the one seed probably, and they're playing next week, and Derrick Henry's coming back. So, I mean, we'll still be talking a lot about Derrick Henry. But, man, if they lose this game, I don't even know what to do with this group.
If they lose this game, you can still go, okay, well, guess what? The Texans are not in the playoffs. The Jets are not in the playoffs. The Steelers are not in the playoffs. So, now they can move on to just good teams. That's the only time that they ever play well. But it would be such a massive disappointment. And again, this is also, as we talk about Derrick Henry, that's why, you earn this, you win this game, you get that extra time for him, which I think you should take advantage of. You get to just think of the benefit, too. There's still guys in the injury report. You still have Saffold with the shoulder. You got Ben Jones with the knee, Jenkins with the ankle. Julio is limited with the hamstring. I mean, there's still plenty. Murchison, Tart, Naquan Jones. Like, some of these guys are still banged up. I mean, you get that extra week, not just to, you can sit there and watch the games, but just for everybody to heal up. You'd be the healthiest you've been all season for your playoff game. I mean, the benefits are massive. And I think you hit on something that if none of that is enough, the fact that you could actually be – I mean, you are going to be either the number one seed in the AFC or you're going to be the team that got swept by the 2021 Houston Texans, one of the worst teams in the league. I mean, that can't happen, can it?
I wouldn't think so. And, obviously, for good reason, a lot of people are focusing on the offense in this game, and we're talking a lot about Derrick Henry. But I think the reason I feel so good about not only this game, but really this team right now, the defense, we talked about this with John Glennon, the defense is playing as well as anybody else right now. I mean, their defense is playing as well as any other defense you want to throw out there right now. And that's, to me, that's a big plus heading into not only this game, but the playoffs as well. Like, your defense is getting healthier. We talked about it earlier this week when we went through, all right, who's the defensive MVP for this team? I think you said Jeffrey Simmons, and we talked about, you know, Danico Autry being on that list, Kevin Byard being on that list. But the thing that really stood out to me from that conversation was there was a legitimate candidate at every single position group when it comes to MVP of this defense. I think John said it best earlier. We probably don't talk enough about how big and how impressive that turnaround has been.
Well, I agree. Now, I will say this for the defense. It has been a long time, and honestly, like a long time, since this defense has seen a quarterback slash passing game that that is playoff level, frankly. If you go back through this schedule, you got the Saints and Simeon. You got that nasty day against Tyrod Taylor, who made a couple plays with his legs, and that was enough. You know, you go to New England. I mean, Mac Jones made some plays, but
elected not to tackle in that game too. So
yeah, there was a lot of like short passes that you let bust out. The Jags, awful. The Steelers, awful. The Niners. I mean, Jimmy G. I mean, they looked good early, but he gave you a couple gifts in that game. And then Tua did not impress me. I mean, you've gone on a heck of a run here of non-threatening quarterbacks. The last time you played a really good one, I should also point out, you stuffed him in his stadium on Sunday Night Football, and that was Matthew Stafford. So, you got to keep that in mind, too. Like, they've sure played well against – but it has been a pretty crazy run for this defense of kind of facing one-dimensional teams that don't really threaten you downfield. That will also be the case Sunday. I mean, I think Davis Mills is fine, and Cooks is a legit, really good receiver. But, it's going to change, I would say, almost for sure, not without knowing their matchup, once they get into the postseason.
When we come back, it is time for Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. The Nashville Predators in action tonight, taking on the Los Angeles Kings. Be the first caller at 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Caller number one will have the opportunity to guess a goal scorer tonight for the Predators. If you get it right, you will win a pair of tickets to a future Nashville Predators home game. We'll get to that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 Big Game. And it is that time of the day, time for Preds Pick to Click here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. The Nashville Predators back in action tonight, taking on the LA Kings. Puck drop at 9:30, pregame at 8:30 here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. The standings in Preds Pick to Click are as such. Some more movement in the competition. Joe Rex Road remains in first place with 9 correct answers. The listeners have taken sole possession of second place with a Philip Forsberg goal in the last game. They're at 7 correct answers. Robbie Stanley with 6. Michelle Knezovic with 3. The Preds back in action tonight. With that in mind, let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in today's participant, Logan from Brentwood. Logan, what's going on? How are we doing?
Hey, gentlemen. Good morning. Hope you're well.
Hope you are as well. So, Logan, who is your pick to click, your goal scorer tonight for the Nashville Predators?
I think I have to stick with Forsberg while he's on this hot streak.
I'd say that's probably a good call, Logan. We appreciate you calling in today. Be safe in the snow.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Absolutely. You as well. So, Logan.
Dang it, Logan.
Taking the smart play here, going with Philip Forsberg in the competition, who, by the way, has 17 goals in 25 games. So, statistically, pretty good chance that Philip Forsberg could score tonight. Joe Rexroad, I am up first in the competition today outside of Logan. And Philip Forsberg is off the list. This is kind of a challenging one here because there are some guys that are near the top of their score sheet that hadn't scored a goal in a while. But you know what? I think tonight is the night that ends. Give me Matt Duchene. I think Duchene breaks through tonight and scores. I mentioned it. He has not scored a goal since November 27th. Now, he's been injured in that process. There's obviously been basically a two-week break in that process as well. So that's not really as bad as that sounds. But I will go Matt Duchene scores a goal tonight for the Nashville Predators. So Forsberg and Duchene are off the board. Michelle Konezovic, your pick to click tonight for the Predators.
So I don't think I can do any worse than I'm doing. I was going to pick Ryan Johansson because he hasn't scored in a bit. But I think I'm going to go with Roman Josi. I think it's time. I think the captain's feeling good tonight, a little West Coast action. Give me Roman Josi tonight.
So Roman Josi takes his Hollywood hair into Hollywood and scores a goal tonight for the LA Kings. So Forsberg, Duchene, and Josi are off the board. Joe Rexrode, your pick to click tonight for the Nashville Predators.
You know what? I'll go Ryan Johansson. How about that? Maybe wow. Ryan Johansson.
Watch, will have now he's going to score.
With someone else picking him. And if you score, Ryan, speak of me well, because you know you'll know why.
You'll be vibing. That's right. So Ryan Johansson,
that's right.
The selection. So the selections are Forsberg from Logan from Brentwood. I went with Matt Duchene, Michelle taking Roman Josi, and Joe Rexrode going with Ryan Johansson tonight for the Predators against the LA Kings. This has been Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. The Nashville Predators in first place. I got to tell you, we've said it a couple times here today, Joe. It's a good time to be a professional sports fan in the city. The Titans in first place, the Preds in first place. What more could you ask for?
Well, it is. It's a good thing to maybe step back and appreciate that, you know. And I don't know. Well, I know at some points this year with the Titans, no one would have ever guessed that they'd be in position to beat the Texans to get the one. We'll go back to when Derrick Henry got hurt and then various times since then, including like after the loss to the Texans. And You would have had to have been the most optimistic homer ever to think the Preds would be doing what they're doing right now. It's enough for Vingan now to write his, I'm sorry, Philip Forsberg. I never should have said the Preds should have traded you column, which guarantees a month-long drought for Philip Forsberg.
I was about to say, if Predators fans, like if Forsberg doesn't score tonight, Predators fans are going to be irate at Vingan over this. I hope he knows what he's about to bring upon himself, because like you said, you know, Forsberg is playing really well. I think if he stays healthy, I think he's going to have a monster year. I do think it's, I mean, right now, 17 goals in 25 games is ridiculous. I mean, it's an insane pace that he's on right now. So I do think it'll probably cool down for him at some point. But if that happens, like right now, when Vingan comes out with this article, I hope he knows what he's bringing on himself with Predators fans. Brett's Twitter would be a fun place.
I might create a burner account just to harass him, actually.
Joe, we know you already have a burner account somewhere.
I was about to say.
Do you honestly think I have a burner account?
Heck yeah. Kind of no. No. Okay, 60% no, but 40% yes. You are Heidi from Dixon.
That's amazing that you think 40%. Like you know how hard it was to create an account? You think I could create a second account?
Yeah, I mean, I would think he would have a burner, but watching him operate like some AirPods, like, no, he probably doesn't have a burner account.
That's a very fair point.
Don't have the bandwidth, man. Don't have the bandwidth. I'd love to know, by the way, if these AirPods, if this is user error. But look, Caroline did this for me, so I just want that noted. A young person who knows what they're doing did that for me, and they didn't work. So I can't take the blame for that one.
We can get to the bottom of this and get it figured out. I'm sure they sound like your audio sounds great in. Just the speaking needs a little bit of work.
Listen, I have all the faith in Caroline, Joe. You messed it up somehow. Come on, don't blame Caroline. Wow. She set him up right. Wow. We know that.
But I didn't change anything. I didn't change anything. Just saying.
I'm just messing with you.
I'm just glad we can be there for the people of Nashville today. I kind of feel bad. We're going about our business as normal here today on the radio show, while chaos is ensuing around us. We know what this place gets like when snow. This is the first time that Michelle has ever got to witness this as a snowstorm in the Nashville area. All panic ensues. People buy up all the food. We heard earlier from Glennon. He and his wife have bought up half the Publix over in the Bellevue area. So if you're listening in the Bellevue area, sorry, blame John Glennon if you don't have any food. mean, it's just kind of, you know, we're going about our business here normally, and there's just total anarchy going on outside.
Yeah. So, and speaking of that, like, if anybody has any tips for driving from Knoxville to Nashville amid a snowstorm, let me know, because I'm about to embark on that. Should be good. I'll at least be the only car on the road, right?
I would probably not.
But the whole food thing, like, let's not buy all the food, because all I have in my fridge right now is like cookie dough and coffee. So
what more do you need?
That's all I'm going to be eating.
You might want to hit a store on the way home. There's some stuff near us, you know, like you might want to, and I don't know what they'll be, but there'll be more than that, I hope, right?
Chase McCabe,
like a box of Triscuits or something.
Chase McCabe putting it out there on Twitter says, more likely to have a burner account, Joe Rexrode or Mike Vrabel? Who's more likely?
Oh, Vrabel.
Vrabes. Sure. He's been active Vrabel's on Twitter.
Twitter lurker. And then, you know, every once in a while, like his tweet to Taylor Lewan, that was pretty sweet. The Taylor Lewan said something. I'm like, oh, Cincinnati is the sacrificial lamb. We learned from them or some crap. And then as soon as Michigan was just getting annihilated, Vrabel put the two lambs. Two, and he actually did the lamb emoji. If you were out there using a lamb emoji, you got a burner account.
Yeah, you've been doing some lurking. I don't think there's any question.
So whenever you see some rando who's like, how dare you question Coach Vrabel's decision, that's probably him.
He's like Kevin Durant, just burner accounts left and right.
What's wrong with Coach Vrabel? He's amazing. What are you guys talking about?
Ryan from Chicago texting in says, Rexrode has several, in all capital letters, burners. Several.
I wish it was true. You know what? Maybe if people really think that, then I guess I should do it, right? I mean, I know Jared has burners. There's no doubt about that.
Jared is Heidi.
Got another texter that says, I'm late to the show, but have you guys discussed Schefter tearing his meniscus by doing the gritty?
I told you guys.
You were talking about this a little bit earlier.
Yeah, when was that?
So I was listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max this morning, and Diana Rossini was on, and they were doing Hot or Not news, and Max was like, Hot or Not, Adam Schefter tears his meniscus. And I genuinely thought it was a joke at first, like saying, oh, injury report, Adam's on the injury report. And then Diana was like, no, he was dancing on Monday Night Football and literally tore his meniscus.
Did he collapse? Like, did he react to the injury?
I don't know. I didn't see a video. That was the first time I heard of it. And I tried to look it up, but I didn't see it. But they all were talking about it and laughing, and that is just so fitting for him.
Well, jeez. I have a lot more sympathy for that as an old person whose body is falling apart than I do for Derrick Henry's out for the season, per my reporting.
Well, I was going to ask you, you going to put it out there that Schefter's out for the year? You just throw it out there and see what happens?
I want to know what Ian Rappaport says about this.
Good gracious.
Ian Rappaport's going to try to outdo him with some breakdancing and, you know, like, break his back.
Between Schefter tearing his meniscus dancing or, you know, Darren Revell running a 7.5 20-yard dash is I don't know which one to think is more unathletic. I'll probably give the nod to Darren Revell for being more athletic when he's scooting across like he's, you know, running across carpet or something.
A lot of real specimens in this business.
Joe, you also wouldn't tear your meniscus dancing because we knew you were a break dancer.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you a quick story. Katie and I were dating. We were going to meet her aunt and uncle the next day for, like, coffee. And the night before, we went out, and then somehow I got to meet breakdancing for people, and I tried to do a head spin, and I got a huge rug burn on my forehead. And then the next day, I looked like a total idiot when I met her aunt and uncle. This is a true story. But I did kind of get up on my head, so that's not bad, you know, 20 years after I was in my prime of breakdancing.
Definitely see why she married you. That's good stuff.
That's the most incredible story I've ever heard, Joe.
How could you not at that point?
Steven on the text line says, Joe, get behind a snowplow on 40 and sit back and relax. It's a long drive, but at least it's safer. This coming from Steven from Antioch.
This is going to be awful, isn't it?
Yeah, probably so.
And my cell phone charger thing doesn't work in my car also. So there you go.
Mark.
It's, good, no, it's been good knowing you guys.
Yeah, we've really, really enjoyed doing the show together. Mark from Paris texting in says, I know this isn't on topic, just wanting to show you guys some love. You guys are our favorite sports talk guys on the radio. Of course, Rex Road giving Stillman hell is the best as well. This is coming from Mark from Paris. Thank you, Mark. We appreciate the kind words.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. Look, I'm just trying to help Jared. I feel like I'm sort of like Jared's life coach. So when I can help him to take his Toonses takes and turn them into something better, I think that that's kind of doing a public service to everybody, don't you think?
Oh, yes, I believe that it is. We'll continue to take your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Preds head coach John Hines scheduled to join us at 9:30. So looking forward to that conversation as well. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.